noticed that sometimes life feels so complicated that we don't always know what to do? What if it's because we want to be in control? What if it's because we want to be in manual mode? In this episode, Paul and Pablo try the automatic mode, so let's join them as they explore the source of our potential suffering. Paul is in the kitchen preparing dinner. He gets busy, opens the oven door, and takes out the sizzling dish of vegetable crumble and heads for the garden table. Pablo is sitting quietly and looking forward to his favourite meal, when suddenly Paul drops the Pyrex dish, which explodes as it hits the patio. Paul instinctively puts his burnt fingers into his mouth to soothe the pain. "Oh, Dad!" exclaims a dismayed Pablo. "That was so close! Another meter and the dish would have been safely on the table." "I know," replies an annoyed Paul, "but do you really think I did it on purpose? That really hurt." "Sorry, Dad," said Pablo as his naturally compassionate nature takes over and drives away the initial disappointment. "You're right. In fact, last Thursday something similar happened to me in art class. I pricked myself with a needle and I let go of everything and accidentally knocked over the whole box of needles. And all the needles went all over the floor. They were everywhere, Dad, and the teacher said, 'Pablo, couldn't you have been a bit more careful?' Like as if I'd done it on purpose," Pablo sighs. "You know what, Pablo? That's what we call a reflex," says Paul, also calming down. "When we get burnt or stung, it really hurts, and the pain is there to prevent it from getting worse for us."
"I'd never thought of it that way before," says Pablo. "Is it a bit like being a car? Like a car with a built-in alarm system? You know what? Last week, Nick saw someone scratching his dad's car with a rock and the alarm went off. And then the man dropped the rock he was scratching the car with and ran off. He kind of dropped the rock in much the same way that you dropped the vegetable crumble."
"That's exactly right," says Paul, admiring Pablo's metaphors. "Imagine if there wasn't a built-in alarm system. The car might have ended up even more damaged. You see, for us, pain is the built-in alarm. And when it hurts, we stop doing the thing that causes the pain or the burn or the sting. It's automatic. In fact, we can't help it. It's a reflex."
"Dad," asked Pablo, "is the automatic mechanism always switched on?"
"Do you mean, is it always on in people?" asks Paul. And Pablo nods. "In that case, well, I suppose in a way it kind of is, unless you deliberately unplug it, of course. You see, we can each of us decide to switch it off and go into manual mode if we want. For example, I could light a match and put my finger in the flame and leave it there for as long as possible to test my resistance to the pain and my ability to resist the desire to withdraw my finger."
"Well, Dad, I think I prefer the automatic mode. It's more practical and much safer," concludes Pablo. "And now what do we do with the vegetable crumble? Mum won't be happy to see her beautiful Pyrex dish is totally dead. And it was brand new."
At this upsetting thought, Pablo feels a cloud of sadness pass over, and it veils the good mood that was shining before the dish fell. And Paul is wondering what on earth they're going to have for dinner, because to make the crumble, he'd gone down to the bottom of the fridge and got all the leftovers. So now he's gloomy too. And he thought he'd have dinner ready quickly so that he'd be able to finish his work before Isabel got home. And now nothing is going right. Nothing is going as planned. Pablo is the first to wake up from his overthinking.
"When we get worried and angry, isn't it the same as when we hurt our body or scratch the car? Except that in this case, it's not our body or the car that's scratched, but the engine that maybe overheats and smokes," he asks.
"Yes, I suppose it is a bit like that," Paul continues, still a little bit distracted and still wondering what on earth they're going to have for dinner. "You know what, Pablo? I think you might be onto something. What if it is that feeling of stuckness, of having no momentum? Just like a car whose engine just needs a rest," suggests Paul. When we feel that we've run out of ideas or out of fuel, there's really no point in continuing to press the accelerator pedal, is there? Come on, we keep worrying about the dinner. And that's just overheating the engine. So now that we've seen it, let's stop thinking and let's start doing something with those bits of broken Pyrex. Paul hands Pablo the broom, and they both tidy up the terrace, and before you know it, everything is tidy. And Paul and Pablo are happily eating spaghetti.
Dad, can I ask you something?
And Paul nods.
It seems to me that the red light on the engine doesn't always seem to be in automatic mode for me. Not like the alarm on the car. Like, sometimes I can think for hours and hours about something that is really annoying me. Dad, do you think I could burn out my engine? Asked Pablo, looking worried.
I think you're pretty good at noticing the difference, Pablo, says Paul. But it's true that often we can be in manual mode for longer than we wish, and it does feel like we're overheating the engine. And you've probably noticed that there are some people who never seem to have any energy. It's almost like their engine has no response because it has been running on full speed for way too long, Paul remarks.
So how do we get the automatic mode back on? Asked Pablo, full of hope.
Paul thinks for a moment.
When you dropped the needle in art class, you instinctively dropped it because you knew deep down that it is responsible for your pain, right?
Pablo nods.
So most of us just haven't realised that the same direct cause of our mental gloom is the overuse of our thinking engine. And all it takes is for us to realise this, to have an insight, for the automatic mode to kick back in again.
Oh, Dad, that is such a relief, exclaims Pablo, because everything seems to be so much easier in automatic mode, don't you think?
Hey, Dad, wouldn't that be a nice title for a story for Mum? The Pyrex and the Reflex.
Often we prefer to operate in manual mode because in some way it seems to feel as if we have the situation under control, and that helps us to feel safer. And yet we also understand that often automatic systems can be so much more reliable. So what if that was the case with our mental operating system? This week we invite you to experiment and see whether things get easier and more effortless when you trust your automatic mode.